right, it's time to establish the core values for your business. They will reflect the relationships in your business with the people who work for you and with you and your clients and customers. They'll help guide your operating principles, inform your marketing strategies, and help you establish policies and procedures. Core values educate your clients and potential customers about what your business is all about. Having a set of specific core values that speak to your target market is also a competitive advantage. Why do you need core values for your business? You might ask. Core values play a fundamental role in attracting and retaining talented employees, in making difficult decisions, prioritizing resources, reducing conflict, and attracting ideal clients and customers. They help you decide where to spend your time and money, and they highlight the behaviors and skills that reflect the character of your business. Values set the climate in your barn or business and help determine how success is defined and measured within your group. They can help rally your people and be a source of pride and motivation for everyone. They impact how you attract, hire, and retain the right type of employees. Your company core values will give you confidence to make important decisions, promote your services, and help you choose the kinds of people and horses that you want to have in your world. So, how do you establish the core values for your business? Jim Collins, in his book, Good to Great, which I highly recommend, contends that organizational values cannot be set, but that you must discover them. Many companies make the mistake of picking core values out of the thin air and trying to fit them into their organization. Core values are not one size fits all or simply driven by known best practices in your industry. They're just not. Core values arise out of what you already do, who you are, how your clients and employees perceive your business, and they arise out of your vision for your business. If you're just starting out or have a relatively new business, you'll probably rely primarily on your own core values and your own vision in order to establish your company core values. If you, however, have an established business, you'll rely on the perceptions of your employees and customers as well. As the CEO of your enterprise, this process begins with you. Your interest, passion, and commitment to establishing a set of values that will guide your business through the next years of development and growth. Begin by looking at your personal core values and deciding how those play out in your business. How are decisions made? How is conflict handled? Who do you attract into your business? What is your favorite part of your business? What are the most important activities in your day-to-day operations? My personal core values are compassion, authenticity, adventure, and evolution and growth. The core values for Cadence Coaching are get results through trust and challenge, happy people make happy horses, communication and compassion before compensation, world peace person by person, and hold a high bar in the face of fear. Go. You can likely see some of how my own personal core values show up in my company's core values. The difference is that the company values are actionable by a group of people, and they're more specific. Ask any key players in your business what they think your business core values are. Key players for most of us include important clients, employees, working students, assistants, colleagues, sponsors, and contractors like farriers, vets, body workers, and saddle fitters. Anyone who's on your team. Take their ideas into consideration when you're defining the core values for your business. Your company core values relate directly to how your services are provided and how your company operates in the world. You can ask them verbally, create a simple free survey to have them fill out, or you can ask them via email. Make a master list of values based on what you find out. You'll whittle them down to the most fundamental that are absolutely essential for your business to operate with integrity and be successful. Be specific. Your values may be unconventional or controversial. It's fine. Use descriptive words that are meaningful and inspiring to you and to your tribe of people. Choose values that highlight your strengths. Your company core values can be one word or a phrase or a sentence. Anywhere from 4 to 10 core values will work the best to give you direction. There'll be times when your core values call you to make difficult decisions in order to uphold them. So, for Sparks, here are some examples from some well-known companies. The core values for Google: focus on the user and all else will follow. It's best to do one thing really, really well. You can make money without doing evil. There's always more information out there. The need for information crosses all borders. You can be serious without a suit. The core values for Zappos: deliver wow through service. Embrace and drive change. Create fun and a little weirdness. Pursue growth and learning. Be open and honest. Build open and honest relationships with communication. Do more with less. Be passionate and determined. Be humble. Some core values for Whole Foods: we satisfy, delight, and nourish our customers. We provide team members with excellence and happiness. We create wealth through profits and growth. We serve and support our local and global communities. We practice and advance environmental stewardship. We create ongoing win-win partnerships with our suppliers. The core values for Amazon: customer obsession, invent and simplify. Leaders are right a lot. Hire and develop the best. Think big. Bias for action. Deliver results. There are a few more examples in your training notebook. I find that in most cases, the perceived personality of these companies shows up so clearly in their core values. So have fun with this exercise. Let the character of your business shine through. Don't let perfectionism stop you here. Brainstorm, or just get one or two down on paper. Just start writing down words. Once you've established your company core values, here are some questions to ask yourself, even if you're just getting up and running in your business. Number one, if you woke up tomorrow morning with enough money to retire for the rest of your life, would these core values still hold true for you? Number two, would you want your business to continue to hold these values even if at some point they became a competitive disadvantage? Number three, if you were to start a new business tomorrow in a different line of work, would you build these core values into the new business regardless of its activities? Number four, are these values that you hold to be fundamental regardless of whether or not they're rewarded? I love these questions. I would definitely answer yes to all of them about my own company core values. So how will your company core values serve you moving forward? I see many trainers, as well as farriers, vets, body workers, etc., in the horse industry who do not have a clear set of core values for their businesses. As a result, they're not clear about what's important to them. They don't have policies and procedures set up to let their customers know how things work. They complain about clients who come late to appointments, cancel at the last minute, or don't pay their bills on time. They often accommodate their clients to the point where they feel resentful. Most of the time, they do not have policies set up because they're afraid their clients will be upset if they make changes or hold them to a higher standards. Okay, in most cases, this could not be further from the truth. People like horses do not like ambiguity, but when they're left with it, they will take advantage of it. So the core values that you come up with here will not only help you create your business goals, but they'll inform the processes, the systems, the policies, and procedures that you'll be putting in place to better serve your clients and free up your time and energy. Communication and results show up in the core values for Cadence Coaching. This is why I have clear policies around scheduling, cancellations, and payment. This not only ensures that my business operates with integrity, which means that I have nothing to complain about because I know that how my clients treat me is up to me, but it also supports my clients in keeping their own commitments to themselves and getting the results that they want. Establishing company core values is a huge step toward creating a business that works for you and allows you to live the life you want to live versus the life that walks all over you and runs your life. Even though your company core values are created and used internally, meaning primarily by you and your team, they will point toward your ideal client or your target market. So the expression of them will naturally draw people to your business who share your values and want what you have to offer. Your presence in this program is evidence that this is working in my business. If I didn't have a clear core values for my company, which gave me courage and direction to market my services authentically, you would have no idea about what I do, and I promise neither of us would be here right now. Your company core values can help reveal to you the kind of person that you most want as a student or client, and also the kind of person that you want on your team. When we get to this session about marketing and attracting your tribe, your core values will help you design a marketing strategy that's effective for your particular niche, but that also feels deeply authentic and natural. I guess my point here is that this is not busy work. It's not busy work. So get to it and hold a high bar in the face of fear. Go.